Hello, and welcome to Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Nari, and today we're discussing Season 1, Episode 6 of The Flash, entitled The Flash is Born, as well as Season 3, Episode 7 of Arrow, entitled Draw Back Your Bow.
Weird titles for, like, every show this week, but, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you want to talk about how we're organizing things?
Yeah, so usually the way I do these outlines is we kind of do pros and cons for each of the episodes. This week we're trying something a little bit different and going sort of by character slash storyline and just seeing if that makes it flow better. We'll see. But starting with Flash, I gave this episode a B+. What did you think of it?
I would actually give this episode a B+ as well.
I thought I have trouble, like, even figuring out what to grade Flash episodes, because I guess find them all really fun. So, like, even if I don't love everything about it, I'm just like...
That's how I feel about all my shows that I watch.
Yeah. So let's start with basically Flash versus Girder, who they didn't actually call him Girder, the villain, this week.
They never call him Girder?
They had a joke about Girder where they called the robot thing Girder, but his actual, the comic book character is called Girder, so I'm calling him that. So the first thing I want to mention is the funny little Man of Steel joke that Wells made about him. But what did you think about the character in general?
He was just like... you put it here, like, just like a stereotypical bully.
Yeah.
Like, he reminded me of, like, the bully from the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, totally.
And then, like, just kind of, like, the stereotypical bully, like, the superhero bully, right?
Yeah.
Like, in all the movies. I mean, it's fine. It doesn't bother me, but I'm just, like, an observation.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was one of those things where it was just, like, yeah, very simplistic viewing of him, but it didn't really bother me because it's just fun. I mean, like, it's just, yeah, he is very simple. I thought the actor had a lot of fun with the part, though, and he, you know, made him a fun character. I did like that this week. So each week they have these villains of the week, but they're trying to do different twists on them, and I like that this week there is the past connection with the fact that he was his bully growing up.
Yeah, I really like that. That's like every bullied person's dream.
Yeah.
So that's why when you wrote at the end, when you were like, why did Flash reveal his identity? Why wouldn't he reveal his identity? If I was like, I don't want to name names, but there are a lot of bullies I had, right? If one day they became a bad guy and I became a good guy, I would want to kick their butts and then gloat in their faces, be like, yeah, it was me. I beat your butt. What are you going to do about it now? I don't know. And I mean, I'm not just assuming that. He did a little dance right after.
Yeah, no, I mean, the dance was great. And I get the impulse of wanting to gloat. I just think it's really, like... really short-sighted that you think he's always going to be in there, and he's never... Now he has extra reason to super hate you if he ever gets out and he knows who you are.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying he was thinking about it and for the long term, but, like, sometimes you don't always think about things in the long term, you know? Yeah. You just, like... You know, right now I'm happy and I'm happy. Like, you don't think about, okay, well, my happiness now might mean danger for everyone I care about later.
Yeah.
But
it just seems silly to me. But it's not a big deal. I really liked basically all their fights. I thought that, you know, he seemed like a formidable opponent for him, even though Flash is so powerful. I feel like Flash is, like, the perfect level of power, don't you? Like,
I do too.
Because it's like, he's pretty damn powerful, but he's not like Superman. He does feel like he's vulnerable. So I think that's great.
No, I like that. I like the sonic boom punch thing or whatever. Though I thought it would do more damage.
Yeah, like,
it was kind of anticlimactic at the end, because I felt like it would knock him out or something.
Yeah. The only other thing I wanted to say about this storyline is that I wasn't a big fan of the first flashback with him actually showing him being bullied. Was like, to me, it looked like a scene from, like, a film school student doing a scene about a bullying. Like, it was so stereotypical. And
so for Gotham, you wanted to see him getting bullied more, but then in this show you didn't want to see him getting bullied
at all.
It was the acting in the dialogue.
I mean, that was the way it was portrayed. I'm not saying I didn't like that they showed him being bullied.
It was just the way they did it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about Iris. What are you thinking about her these days?
Well, I like that she's, at the end of the day, she protected herself and that she was actually strong. And I like that, you know, that's what happens when your dad's a cop.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you know that Laurel's dad's a cop from Arrow. But, I mean, like, she can kind of protect herself. We've seen that.
Yeah.
But for some reason... she still ends up being a damsel in distress a lot. But maybe the show just... maybe Iris is going to be too. I don't know, but...
Yeah. So I want to say that I have officially stopped hating her character. Like, I think that the flashback they had with her was fine. I just am bored by the character more than anything. It's just like, it's so stereotypical.
Oh, it's totally Lois Lane. She's
Yeah.
Lois Lane. That's it.
Yeah, I
Like,
feel like.
you know what's gonna happen, right? She's falling for Flash.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's gonna be like the Superman. She's falling
Yeah.
for Flash, and then eventually one day she'll find out it's Barry, and then her boyfriend will get mad and become evil.
Yeah.
We know what's gonna
And the
happen.
boyfriend will start to hate the Flash too, because like he's obsessed with the Flash, and they'll have jealousy over that or whatever, and like it's all gonna be it's I think in general it's funny because I feel like Flash is definitely their Superman show and Arrow is their Batman show. It's very they're very similar to Superman and Batman.
Actually, you're totally right.
Yeah.
Oliver Queen, rich guy, yeah,
Yep.
totally.
And even and also Laurel started off like Rachel from the Dark Knight movies, whereas Iris is Lois Lane. So
Oh my God, good point.
yeah, so it's funny. I think Iris is fine. The actress is doing a good job. I thought the whole thing of at the end, like I'm glad that she's calling him Flash now and that everybody's gonna call him Flash, but I also don't really know why they couldn't have just done that from the beginning.
Anticipation.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. They're calling him Flash now. I'm good with it. Do you want to talk about Eddie?
Who's you said he's really charming?
I really liked his scenes with training with Barry when they're doing the punching and him talking
But
about how
what?
he.
That's charming?
I don't know.
He's
He's
cute.
charismatic is more what I was going for.
Okay, I was gonna say, because
Yeah.
when I think of, maybe I'm just watching too much Once Upon a Time. For
Yeah.
me, charming has different definition.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely charismatic. And I definitely liked him, and I liked the bro bonding
Yeah.
happening. Though Barry, like, secretly, like when you hate, like, not like hates him, but
He has a
kind of
grudge against
like
him.
want, he's trying to find reasons to hate him because
Yeah.
he, but then he can't, and that's the problem.
I've been
Beside for the
there.
one, yeah, I've
Yeah.
been there too. I think we've all been there at one
Yeah.
point or another.
But I also liked that they had him that he had been like fat and bullied when he was younger, and I really liked that he was trained by a woman. That's like, I mean, that's pretty cool.
No, I agree.
So that was, yeah, I guess I thought that was I really thought I was gonna hate Eddie and like the pilot episode and stuff when they first introduced him as like the stupid boyfriend character, but he's winning me over. Yep.
Let's go to Caitlin and Cisco.
Yeah, so what do you t how do you feel with the fact that Caitlin feels very worried about Barry? Do you see this as a shipping thing, or am I just reading too much into it?
I think that Caitlin, so Caitlin lost her boyfriend to
Yeah.
like somewhat like similar scenario, like instances, right?
Yeah.
Like this, things going bad. And I think part of it is that part of me sees it as romantic, but more so, I see it as like a sister or motherly protection, kind of. Like
Yeah.
she lost her boyfriend and she doesn't want that to happen to Barry. Like, I don't know why. Like, I know they're good together, and but like I don't really see chemistry between them. Not romantic chemistry. I see friendship chemistry. I see like really good friendship, but for some reason I don't see romantic chemistry.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're working toward
I
that.
definitely don't think it's overt at this point. Maybe they will change their mind, but I don't think they're necessarily aiming for it at the moment.
Yeah.
But I do like her role, and I liked all three of them, all the jokes about their past bullies and stuff, and that Cisco wanted them to go after his bully next. And I was thinking about how fun it would have been to have a scene where they use the Flash powers to like prank the old bullies.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I actually really like the dynamic of them and the fact that they seem so much younger than the Arrow group. Yeah.
No, I agree. Actually, you're right. I would have liked to see them prank their old bullies as well.
Yep.
That would have been awesome. And then let's see. Chess. Oh, I love. That was my favorite. I think that was my favorite from the whole
Yeah,
episode.
so I wrote Chessmac, Joe versus Wells.
Joe. I love Joe.
Yeah, Joe
I
is
love
awesome.
Joe. I think he's like one of my favorite characters on the show. I really love him.
Yeah. He's doing so like he was another person I was like, "Oh, here we go again, another Commissioner Gordon character." But like they made him so cool.
No, I like him, and I like that he's smart.
Yeah, he's a good detective.
Yeah, no, he's. Do you like him more, or what's the guy's name? What's Laurel's dad's name again?
Detective Lance,
Lance. Do you like
Quentin.
Lance better? Or.
I actually like Joe more, but I like Lance a lot. I actually would love to see them
Oh,
team
I
up.
really hope they're in a
Yeah,
crossover together. That
me
would be
too.
actually, I would be more excited to see them together than Flash and
Arrow.
Arrow together. Can they have a spin-off episode?
I know, seriously. That'd be great. I think in general we need like sidekick episodes where it's like Flash is gone for a week or Arrow's gone for the week and
Does
the other.
Flash ever get a sidekick?
Well, Kid Flash.
Well, that's not gonna happen.
I mean, it could. It depends. We have time travel. Anything's possible.
Anything's possible if you just believe.
I am. The whole show is gonna be totally changed once he actually learns how to use the time travel. I wonder how often that's gonna happen that he'll do that, but it's gonna be interesting. Yeah, but so Joe is great in this scene. I love his scenes with Wells. The cliffhanger is really cool, threatening Iris. So,
what's your Wells theory?
All right, so I have my big theory here about Wells, which is that okay, so. Wells, throughout the whole show, has been, like, trying to protect Barry. Like, he threatened people that, like, wanted to hurt him. I actually killed someone who wanted to hurt him. He, like, is trying to... He was mad when Sisko made the ice gun and everything. So my feeling is this, that something really bad happens in the future, some sort of big event, and Flash isn't up to the task of taking it on, right?
Because he's not strong enough?
Yeah, he's not strong enough. He's not like a good enough hero or whatever. And so my theory is that Wells goes back in time and does whatever he believes is necessary in order to motivate Barry and push him beyond his limits and, you know, get him stronger quicker.
So you don't think he's a bad guy?
I think he's a bad guy in that he's willing to do anything it takes, including killing his mom. I think he killed his mom. I think that, you know, so he's willing to murder anyone because he sees it as for the greater good, because maybe hundreds of thousands of people die in the big event.
You mean something that they don't have in Arrow, right? The show Arrow?
Yeah.
Sorry. Where Ollie kills, like, hundreds, not hundreds, like, but a lot of people just to protect the kid. Anyway,
yeah.
Go
that's,
on.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, no, I think that, yeah, I guess I think that that is... Sounds like it makes sense, I guess, because he definitely is prepping him for something. You know, he has some plan in mind for him, but that's just my theory. And I'm really excited to see more of the guy in the yellow suit. And actually, episode 9 is after the crossover. The episode is called The Man in the Yellow Suit, so that's coming up.
So yeah, but let's just add, I'm going to make something up right now and just tell people that if they have their own theories, if they have maybe a different theory than you, Dan, or they agree with you, that they can, you know, send us an email or tweet us or whatever and tell us what their theory is.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, we're not thinking of any good ones. Maybe our theory's horrible. So give us a good one.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. All right, so Arrow, or do you have anything else you want to say about Flash?
Nope, I thought it was just a solid episode.
Yeah.
Flash was a good episode.
A lot of fun.
But Arrow...
Not as much. Not my favorite week.
No, Arrow for me, I told you this earlier, but it was a great, fantastic Vampire Diaries episode. It would have been perfect. Like, it had everything. Love triangle, jewelry, you know, like everything that Vampire Diaries is great about.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see this in my Arrow show,
yeah.
You know? So in that case, I would give it a B- as just like you did.
Yeah.
But if it was like... If I was rating this, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the thing is that, yeah, it's fine to have shows that are about, like, silly romance and all that stuff, but that's not what this show has been about for 2.5 seasons or whatever. So
yeah.
It just felt out of character. So, yeah, so my first big topic is epic romance. First of all, Oliver's dumb.
So why is Oliver dumb?
Oliver just, like, there's, like, literally no reason, like, no legitimate reason that he can't be with Felicity. He's acting like a 16-year-old who, like, is too afraid to say his feelings and, like, having outbursts and not, like...
I know he's not good at expressing his feelings, but he's good when it comes... He was good with it when it came to Sarah and Laurel.
Yeah.
So why does Felicity... I mean, did she just care about Felicity more than he ever cared about Laurel and Sarah?
I guess that's the implication, but I think that's kind of a cop-out.
I mean, I told you this earlier, but, like, they work together. Felicity's a danger a lot just by association.
Yeah.
So I don't think it really matters.
Not even just by, like, it's not like she just, like, knows him. She's actively helping him on his crusade. She isn't wearing a mask. She's doing illegal things for him on a daily basis. She could easily be put in jail by Argus at any moment. Never
So
mind
yeah, I
villain.
think it's stupid, and they're just doing that to create drama, which goes back to the
Yeah,
Vampire Diaries. So that's all
exactly.
they do.
Yeah. Yeah, it
But
just doesn't it doesn't work when you have two characters that love each other and the only thing is standing in between them is like, oh, I can't talk about my feet. I'm just being an idiot. Like, I guess makes me annoyed with you, not like excited for the romance to happen.
I mean, like, I wouldn't mind if it was like one episode of him like being stupid and not
Yeah.
knowing how to express his feelings or whatever. But like, it's been like okay, we get it. Like,
Yeah. Well, and
and
also
also
'cause now
too.
it's just leading down the Ray and Felicity route and it's just like, okay.
And then that's so stupid because he walked in on them kissing. Like, what did he think he saw? He thought that what Felicity loves Ray now? Like, I mean, it was just interesting. Like, I can understand that he's hurt, right? If you like the per if you love somebody and you see them kissing someone else, it would hurt. But I think it's really stupid and immature not to bring it up. Not to say, you know what, I saw you when you guys kissed, it really hurt me, but at the same time, you know, like, I know that there are things he can offer that I can't, and I want you to be happy, do what makes you happy. Like, that would have been a mature response.
And
But
even he also just can't even compartmentalize it. Like he gets mad that he's not helping on the case and stuff. And I'm just like, okay, dude, like calm down. Like
I mean,
it's
I understand where he's coming from, because a lot of people would act the same way in real life. It's just like, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see that on the show.
Yeah, me either. So also on top of it, I feel very conflicted about Ray, to be honest, because I don't, in a lot of ways, I feel like he's a not that positive portrayal of what you should do to go after a woman. Like it's just like first he was stalking her and like bought her company so that she'd have to work for him, and now he's buying her like millions of dollars of things, and she's completely falling for it, and like.
I understand that perspective, but also he was there for her when she was crying, right? Like, so he's been there during for her emotional times. But I think what they're trying to show this episode, I mean, yeah, maybe they're not showing it the best way, but what they're trying to show is that Ray is there for her, what physically, just physically there for her, where in a way that Ollie isn't. Ollie ignores, like, not ignores her, but with Ollie now it's just completely business, right? But you know, that's, and she's looking for more from him, but Ray's able to offer that. So Ray's giving her, I think it's more of the attention that she's getting versus like,
The
you
money.
know, yeah, because guess what? It's not like Ray's competing with a poor guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
Well,
saying?
he kind of is now, sort
Well,
of.
I mean, kind of, but like,
The one thing I will say, the thing that I really do like about Ray, and the reason why I'm sad I was conflicted, I'm not like it's not like I hate him, is that I really like that he continually acknowledges that she's smarter than him and that he really like values her assistance, and like I think that's really great.
I don't think it's completely just buying her love. I know that's what they focused on, but like, if that was all it ever was, then I would say that. But it was just this one episode, and I've seen him in the past, like when she's crying and like he wants to talk to her, like he's shown her attention, and I think like with the, you know, the emotional attention he's given, I think it's fine to do an episode where he buys her a dress and takes her out for the night, because guess what? Girls like that. And I mean, I'm sure guys like similar things, you know, whatever, but like, I'm a girl, so I can only speak from my perspective.
I think
If
that
I
it was like extra hammered in because of the Thea storyline, which I also
Oh,
hated.
actually, Thea's story, I hated. This is like okay, right? The Thea story was so random. It was so
It wasn't even
random.
just that it was random. It was like terrible. It was because he's a that guy is an asshole, and he's acting like he saved the night. He wasn't saving it for her. He was being opportunistic and self-centered, and like he was an asshole when he didn't do the thing, and then he's like, oh, now she needs me. I can make a bunch of money off of it, and or get in her pants.
Well,
Like,
that guy's was on CW shows a lot. He was on the Carrie Diaries or whatever. So I feel like that's why this episode was so CW for me.
Well, the other thing is, like, Thea's supposed to be a. Like, this storyline would have made sense for Thea last year, but Thea's supposed to be, like, a badass now. I thought when he went to kiss her, he was gonna, like, beat his ass. Like, I was really surprised. Not only that they let him act that way, but they wrote her being, like, oh, maybe I'm kind of into him. I'm like, it's. I was really annoyed by that on it. I was like, that really pissed me off.
You know, that was my least favorite storyline of this episode. It was just point. I honestly just didn't even watch. Like, I almost didn't want to watch it.
The Diggle part was also silly. Diggle in general has been kind of silly this season. Why is he butting his head in every 5 seconds? Like,
I know, it feels like middle school
Yeah.
again, right? Like you have a mutual friend who comes and is like, "Well, he's talking about you," and
Yeah.
she's talking to, like, it seems very, like I said, it
Yeah.
seems very CW,
Yeah.
but it's even worse because usually on the CW shows, it's like 18-year-olds doing it, like on Gossip Girl, not like 40-year-old men doing it.
Can Diggle go to Flash? I like actually
Are
kind
you
of
trying
want
to bring
that.
all the good characters into Flash?
I because I think is I think he's way too good an actor to be put in this role. I the role of just like being like, hey buddy,
But
like
I
you
think,
should love her. Like
and I on oh another thing I know that you want Diggle to have like a great costume,
Yeah.
but more than just a great costume, he goes everywhere without a mask on, even in
Yeah.
like just like a skier's masks or
Yeah.
whatever. I think like why did like so Ollie acts like he cares so much about Felicity, he doesn't want people to like know whatever, right?
Yeah.
But then Diggle's walking around without any sort of mask
Yeah.
on
Yeah,
to
I
like.
don't he doesn't need a crazy big costume. If he had a cool mask, I'd be really happy.
No,
Like
but he has nothing, and
yeah.
I think it's dangerous. And he has a baby, and he has like
Yeah.
a. It's just, I think it's. I don't know if they're just not thinking about it or they're
Yeah.
doing it on purpose, but for me, it's like,
Weird.
you know, why does Ollie get to protect his identity, but he doesn't?
Yeah.
Like, and also, by having him show his face, it's also not protecting Ollie and Felicity because, okay, there's a guy named Diggle working on the team. Let's
Yeah.
get hold him hostage
Yeah,
and get
exactly.
answers. Like, or let's go to his house and kill his family and get answers. You know, stuff like that. It's
Yeah.
so stupid.
The one thing I did like of Diggle this week, though, was I really enjoyed the ending with Roy and Ollie going to dinner and like the family bonding thing.
Yeah, I like that
That
too.
was a very sweet little moment. All right, so we haven't talked anything about Cupid yet, and I know we kind of differ on our feelings about her. So, what did you think about Cupid?
I thought it was just really, I mean, usually I'm just making an observation. Like, I didn't hate her or anything like that. It
Yeah.
just, I think it was really cliche. Like, every superhero, right, has that one obsessed person, right? The crazy, obsessed female. Like, you never see, like, a female superhero have a crazy, obsessed male person following them, but it's always the women who are crazy, obsessed in love, right?
I
Like,
mean, I don't know what other female villain you're talking about. I mean, I know Harley Quinn exists, but she's not obsessed with Batman, so.
no, but every like, I mean, I don't know. I've read it in, I can't think of a specific
Yeah.
answer, but I've like read it before. I don't know. It's just, or maybe not even just superheroes, but in like shows in general.
Yeah, I agree that she kind of is sort of stereotypical, and I wasn't excited when I saw the previews, but I actually really enjoyed the actress's performance of the character.
No, I thought I liked her performance
Yeah,
too.
I thought he was a lot of fun, and I also like that they're again doing a different kind of villain of the week by having her actually have a, you know, he's worried about her. He wants to help her. That felt very Batman-like to me, like because Batman like was always kind of protective of Harley Quinn and wanting to get her help. And so I did like that, like he actually went to the therapist. I like the thing where the therapist is like, you need therapy. So I thought that was all interesting. I'm glad he's on the Suicide Squad because I still really want a Suicide Squad show, and I'd totally like to see her on it as our ongoing character.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
I need to bring up something else after about
Yeah.
Suicide Squad. And did you hear about that whole Stephen Amell saying that he was like really disappointed
Oh,
in the
yes.
time? So actually, so a lot of it was blown out of proportion, and he like made he put a Facebook status saying that it was blown out of proportion that
Yeah.
they actually didn't post the whole interview. It wasn't that they were doing separate universes, but it was the timing of when they announced it. They
Yeah.
announced it right after the Flash show started, and he thought that that was really unfair. I actually really like the actor because he's so open about those kind of
Yeah.
things. And but at the same time, like I don't like the I know it's really irrelevant, but I
Yeah.
don't like the separate. And I would love to see a Suicide Squad show, but like I feel like then I wouldn't like the Suicide Squad movie if I like the
Yeah.
Suicide Squad show.
Yeah, I mean Jesse has said already, he's like, by the time the Flash movie comes out, we'll be in like season 3 of The Flash. How am I gonna possibly like the Flash movie as much as I'm liking the Flash show at that point?
Yeah, because we're
Like,
gonna have character development, we're
yeah.
gonna know the character, we're gonna like its, you know, supporting characters, and then
Yeah.
they're gonna have some random guy like, oh, he's the
Yeah.
Flash now. I think it's so stupid. Oh
Yeah.
my God.
Yeah, and so I just to clarify for people who didn't necessarily read that interview, basically he was mad that they were taking the hype and the excitement away from the TV show by like eclipsing it by announcing the Flash on the movies, and he just felt like he felt bad for Grant Gustin, and he was like he should have gotten more of his due, and it was just not well timed, and yeah, so I definitely like Stephen Amell, I think he's great. But getting back to Arrow, because we don't have much time. So, cool thing, I really liked both the Atom suit and the reveal of Captain Boomerang. Pretty exciting stuff for a comic book fan.
How did you feel about the flashbacks?
Not a fan.
I don't under okay, at one point I thought that he was gonna hook up with that lady.
I thought so too. I was like happy the husband was alive because I was like, is he gonna hook up with everyone in the flashback?
Then I was like, wow, in the past he's like really attracted to Asian women
Yeah,
because
I
that was the second one. Like, no wonder he
know.
dates only white girls now. He's going from one continent to another,
Yeah.
literally and by in love.
Yeah, so I liked that the reveal of her, being Katana and using the sword and everything. So there was like some, at least there was like more intrigue than usual this week, but it still like led nowhere. And I still am like, why are we watching these? I don't know how they connect to anything at all yet.
I'm optimistic that there will be a purpose for all this.
Yep.
That maybe one day we'll be like, oh my God, that all made so much sense now that we know
Yeah.
this. Though it's just not usually what Arrow's done in the past. Usually they're more obvious about it.
So the one thing I did want to sort of talk about as far as the reveal of Ray working on his Speckle Atom suit and becoming the Atom soon. How do you feel about that implication since that's such an out there superpower of becoming so tiny, and we haven't really gotten any superpowers on Arrow this season. Like we got Mirakuru last season, but we haven't gotten anything like that. Do you feel like it's too weird, or?
No, I think they're just trying to make a distinction between the two shows. We're gonna see
Yeah.
all the superpowers in Flash, but then we're gonna see, like the criminals and people who use bow and arrows and
Yeah.
swords and katanas and whatever. And
Yeah. I am interested to see what Ray's up to, like what why he's making it. It's like seems like he has like a plan for what he's gonna do with it. Like and also, was it just me or was it the whole point of that dinner and getting those mines that he needed specific minerals from there in order to create his suit? I thought that was the implication, but so that's interesting. So anything else you want to talk about with Arrow or are we ending out?
no, I'm just hoping that they don't keep doing stupid stuff like this.
Yes. Yes. Please don't continue this Thea storyline. That's like my number one thing.
I wanted to see more flashbacks with Thea, like
Yeah.
when she was going, because for me it's still really unbelievable that in one summer she's like super, like I don't know,
Yeah.
I know it's just a show, so it's fine. Like, it doesn't really bother me,
Yeah.
but it's like I really want to start believing in it, right?
Yeah. Well, you actually mentioned to me earlier that you really didn't like how strong Cupid was after only training for a few months. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, not,
Yeah, which I
when
mean
I
it
say I don't like it, it's
Yeah.
just like I notice it. That doesn't
Yeah.
mean like I don't really feel too strongly about
Yeah.
that. I just feel like it's just something
Yeah,
noticeable.
it sticks out. And I mean
It's just funny because the whole point of all these flashbacks is Ollie like
training.
in the training and like
Yeah.
he had to go on an island and fight some like mercenaries and
Yeah.
whatever and like learning. I still, even from his flashbacks, I still don't know where he learned all
Yeah.
of that.
Well, the other thing that's kind of funny is that they feel like they're like backtracking because he was a lot more badass in the island last year than he was in that Hong Kong fight. Like he got defeated in like half a second.
Yeah.
That
So I have no idea.
was.
Anyway.
Yep. So I want to mention that there is no Arrow next week because of Thanksgiving. So we just got Flash and Gotham, I
Oh,
believe.
there's no arrow.
Yeah, we
I
only
didn't
no
even.
Arrow and no Shield, so just Flash and Gotham. Flash is gonna be on because that way it catches up episode number wise with Arrow, and then they can have their crossover.
You should just do Flash with Jesse.
Okay, if you feel
Do
if you
it,
think so.
just do it with Jesse because then you can just do it Tuesday night and you don't have to, edit it,
Yeah.
during your Thanksgiving weekend or
Yeah.
anything. So yeah, just do it.
Okay.
I thought Arrow was gonna be on, that's why I was saying it. But if
Yeah.
it's just
Yeah,
Flash, go for it.
I thought Arrow was gonna be on too until I saw the preview last night and it just said, oh,
Oh,
the Flash
this was
crossover.
the mid-season finale?
No, because it's gonna come back and be the and do the crossover. And then we're gonna get one last episode of both Flash and Arrow after the crossover and that'll be the
Oh,
finale.
okay. I thought this
Yeah.
was the mid-season finale. I
Yeah.
was like, wow, this is like a really bad way to end
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, so they had Captain Boomerang at the end of the episode, and I was like, wait a second, he's coming too early. I know he's going to be in the tie-in episode, and so the reason he's there is because the next episode of Arrow is the tie-in episode.
Yeah.
So I do want to say I'm interested to see how confusing that crossover will be if you don't watch Arrow, because my dad only watches Flash, and I wonder if he's going to know what's happening.
Well, Flash comes on first, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that'll benefit. Like, but
Yeah.
maybe he won't get an ending to a story.
Yeah. Well, I we'll see. Yeah, that's
Okay, that'll be interesting. I'd like to know your father's
Yeah.
perspective.
All right.
Okay.
So,
Okay.
thank you for listening, everybody. If you want to contact us, you can check out our Twitter at SSJPod. Where can they email us?
They can email us at smallscreenjustice@gmail.com with your questions, comments, criticisms, theories, ideas.
Musings.
You can express your love to me. Whatever you want to do, just send your email.
Yes, and please check out our blog, smallscreenjustice.wordpress.com. Rate us, review us, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Thank you for listening,
And
and
have a green day. Sorry. Have a what's the title of this?
draw back your bow.
Have a
Have
bo have a beatifical day.
bow difficult day.
I made that word up right there.
All right, see you
Okay,
guys.
bye.